On today's Technobabble, what's a multiviewer and do you need one?
This is Technobabble, your weekly source for church video and graphics news, perspectives, tips, and tricks. And now here's your host, Paul Clifford.
Hi, and welcome again to another episode of Technobabble. This is the show where every week we talk all about using video and graphic design in the church. My name is Paul Allen Clifford. I'm your host. I'd love for you to join the conversation and ask your question. So just do that below the video. That's perfectly fine. You can also drop me a line, paul@trinitydigitalmedia.com. That'll work as well. So the first question that you might be wondering is, well, what is a multiviewer and why would I need one? So a multiviewer is a device that allows you to display multiple video signals on a single monitor. Now, in the case of a monitor like the ones behind me, which aren't very big at all, you might think that that really would be a downside, and generally speaking, that's correct. But when you're talking about using a bank of monitors for video distribution, when you're talking about having a bank of monitors to watch several cameras at once, either in a security situation or for our use, most likely you would be doing it for video switching, it's really nice to have one large monitor that you can reconfigure at any time. Now, the downside of this is if you don't have adequate resolution, each of the smaller monitors within the large monitor is going to be low resolution. So think of it this way. Let's say you've got a 1080p monitor. If you're broadcasting, shooting, etc. at 720p, 720 is two-thirds of 1080. So in order to get the full resolution, you would need at least one of those screens to be two-thirds the size of the entire 1080p screen. So that's one downside, especially because it tends to be the case that you're going to display four source monitors, a preview monitor, a program monitor, and maybe a computer display. So we're actually looking at least six monitors on a single multi-view display, and probably more. So that could be a bit of a problem. Another issue is choosing the right monitor itself. As you can see from the displays behind me, if you're watching the video, if you're listening to the audio, I've got a couple of smaller screens on my desk that I use, probably about 13-inch. If you were to try and display that many video signals in such a small display, it would get kind of silly because you wouldn't be able to make out very much at all. But if you're in a situation where you need to be portable, this is an advantage. Something else to look for, though, is make sure the displays that you choose, since you're going to have static boxes up all the time, especially on the computer display, make sure that you're using an LCD as opposed to a plasma. Now, a plasma is going to be better with the contrast ratio of plasma screen would be better in a couple of key ways, but they tend to burn in. So we have a couple of plasma displays that are multi-view monitors at my church, and they have, where the multi-view was configured one way, we kind of have to leave it that way because every time we turn it on, it kind of causes burn in. So that's another downside of using a multi-view. But it's really nice to not have a bunch of monitors, just to have a couple of very large ones and be able to do it, or to have a smaller monitor that's more portable and be able to do it. So it's really a toss-up based on your circumstance. Here's one thing that we found that's useful. We do have one high-res monitor that has a router going into it, not a computer router, a video router. So at any time, we can call up any one of the sources and look at that directly on the monitor to see, oh, this is what's playing here, this is what's over here, and, oh, camera 3 needs to focus, oh, camera 2 needs to focus, etc. So that's very helpful. So I suppose probably the best of both worlds is to have multiple source monitors or one source monitor with a router and the multi-view so that you can see the whole thing all at once. Well, I hope that helped you. I hope that as you're thinking about how you can configure your video system at your church, that you stop and consider whether a multi-view is the correct way to go. If you like this content, please, by all means, like the video. Thumbs up, good. Comments, good. And you can also get a free subscription to my email newsletter by heading over to trinitydigitalmedia.com/gifts, G-I-F-T-S. There you will find all kinds of church tech gifts and a free subscription to my newsletter, where I'll tell you more church tech tips and tricks and some of the exciting things that are happening over here at trinitydigitalmedia.com. Until next time, this is Paul Allen Clifford with trinitydigitalmedia.com.